about the way you guys performed in the green zone today?
Yeah, that was big. And, you know, we had a couple touchdowns, I think three touchdowns, all on third down. And so, you know, that's a big difference in points. That's something we have not been as sharp as scoring touchdowns when we've gotten down there. We've gotten down there, you know, I think more than anybody in the league. And we just haven't got, you know, had to settle for too many field goals. So, you know, hit Victor on one. Great route by him winning. Hit Reuben Randall. You know, he ran a good route. And Akeem, you know, just had a great effort getting in. So all of them. You know, third, you know, it wasn't real close. A couple of them third, you know, from the 12 or 13 yard line, third and long situations where we had some big plays. So that was very important in getting us the lead and getting touchdowns during that point. Well, I thought just offensively we played a lot better. Running the ball, you know, getting in good situations. Our third downs were a lot better and, standing on the field, I think I can throw the ball a little bit better on some things. Still missing, a few things, just some fades down in the red zone. Some of our, me and Keem on some of those fades down the sideline and fade stops, something we've been really good at. We gotta get, you know, hitting some of those things. So there's definitely room for some improvements, but hit some good plays, hit some big plays again down in the red zone. Getting touchdowns when we needed them were very important.
Coach said that you told him it felt like it was beginning of the season, the arm felt that good. Could you feel a difference through the week?
Yeah, I mean, I thought during the week, I never thought my arm was tired. I never felt like it, the last weeks. But after a week off and coming back to practice, it felt good. It felt live. The ball seemed to be coming out with a little extra pop on it. So that's always good. I think that's kind of naturally after a week off of not throwing much and 10 weeks, it's definitely needed a little rest.
You know, I think the decision to lower the shoulder versus slide, can you take us through that?
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of one of those circumstances where, if you slide, I didn't know quite if I had enough yardage for the first down. And then, you know, the new rule, when you do slide, it's from when you start your slide. I thought it might be close to the first down. So, I just thought, I might have to go get an extra yard. I didn't think the guy was running at me. He was kind of stopped in a DB where just trying to ensure I got the first down. About he's happy about the first down, I think. So, I'm sure I'll get some heat from it, or guys will maybe they'll be proud of me in the meetings tomorrow.
What was it about Adam's speech tonight that on Friday that motivated you guys?
Well, I think just obviously that Make a Wish program is something that we've had a number of kids and it's pretty special. You think about it when they got one wish, and it's sad at that time, and you think about it, it's they got one wish. What do they want to do? And obviously Adam, he wanted to come to the New York Giants practice and come to a game, and he had the opportunity to come out and talk to the team. So Coach Coughlin does a great job. All the players do a great job of making him feel welcome and fired up. It can be kind of nerve-wracking to come talk to your favorite team and have a little pep talk to him. But he did a great job. He said go show everybody that you're the world champions and why you're the world champions and play that way. So. I think it got everybody fired up, and obviously we came out and played, played the way that we know we can. Anytime you're mentioned with the Giants players, Phil Sims and Charlie Connerly and some of those quarterbacks, it's an honor. So, the thing I'm most proud about tonight is the way we played and getting a win. This was a big game. We needed to come out and play well and get a win. And, finally got back to playing offense, defense, special teams, all playing at a high level, playing as a team. And hopefully we can build all this momentum. Yeah, I think everybody, after 10 weeks, of a season, you're going to be tired with no breaks. That's just natural. The last two weeks of that, dealing with the hurricane and a lot going on, and people's families around and trying to find a place to live, and living without power, electricity, and so there was a lot on people's mind, a lot going on besides football. Just naturally, it's tough in those circumstances. I think we did a great job, and you feel like you're moving fast, and you're out there. And I thought we stayed focused, but kind of after this last week of seeing our practices after a week off, and how sharp we were moving, how crisp we were, decision making, you could tell the difference. You didn't realize you were tired until you see, how quickly we were moving. And there's just a different enthusiasm to practice this past week, and I think that paid off in the game. Yeah, that's tough. I thought Andre, he ran the ball really well today. He's been running the ball hard last weeks, and it's gonna be a tough loss. And he's an important player, but obviously Ahmad's still healthy, and he's gonna have to play well. And we're gonna have to get the rookie ready and tuned in and ready to go.
Last question.
How big is it for you to win a big game like this, and just to go into the end of the season?
Yeah, it was right. Well, we needed a win tonight, and obviously, the divisions it's tight. We got all the teams right in the mix, and this gives us a little breathing room, but not much. We got Washington next week, and another big game, for that one. So all these next games are going to be important. But to go against a team, Green Bay, who's been playing great football, who's a talented team, we know that, and to get a win, get us back on track, was very important.